In the past couple of episodes, we've been talking about the Torah we study today in comparison with the Torah we'll study with Mashiach. It's going to pale. It's not going to be impressive. However, it's still important. It leads us in that direction. In a final word on this subject, I wanted to share with you that the Rebbe, when he talked about the Torah study of today, he said it's not something to be embarrassed of. And even though it's metaphorized as the Torah of a child or a katan, he says ultimately there's something very special about the innocence and the Torah studied by a child. Consider this. The prophet Amos, when he's vigorously reprimanding the Jewish people and warning them about some very difficult consequences that will come their way, also tries in some way to mitigate what's coming. And he pleads with Hashem and he says, Slachna, forgive these people. Me, Yakum, Yakim, will Jacob ever be able to arise? Ki katonhu, he's so small. Rabbeinu David Kimchi, Radak, explains, Ve'ech tiyulot kuma, if there will be such a devastating plague or epidemic of locust, how will the Jewish people be able to recover from these gzeiros? Ki katonhu, to begin with, Yaakov is already so small. Really and truly, when you read the prophecies of Amos straightforward, it seems to be a negative notion. Jewish people, we're small, we're puny, we're insignificant, at least in our material numbers. However, if you take a look in the Gemara in Maseches Chulin, there we have on page 60, side B, a fascinating conversation that takes place between, well, the Creator and the moon. And the moon says, we can't have two kings sharing the same throne. We can't have a sun and a moon that are equally large, equally luminous, equally impressive. God responds to the moon and says, you have a point. L'chi umati es atzmich. Well, then go and minimize yourself. But the moon says, Rabbeinu Shalom, just because I said the right thing or the truth, I'm the one who has to lose. And God seeks to comfort the moon in various ways. The moon refuses to be comforted until HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, well, zil likroi tzadiki b'shmech. Then let tzadikim have your name. You're called Moir HaKotan, the small luminary. Yaakov Avinu is also called small, ki katanu. In other words, if you read the Gemara, it seems very clear that the notion of the smallness of the moon reflecting the smallness of the Jewish people is not actually a chasar and a deficiency, but rather there's something beautiful about it. Perhaps this could best be understood by the way the Rebbe concludes the Maimer on Simchas Torah in the year Tovshin Tez Zayin. The Rebbe said that the Pasuk says, Kinar Yisrael ve'ehaveyu, that the Jewish people, Israel, is metaphorized as a child. And Hashem says, and I love him. And the Rebbe finishes the Maimer with these words, K'moy shalamata yesh ahava yaseiru l'bnei hakotan, just as it is in a material sense, that we have a special love, a special endearment for small children, Kenu l'mayla, that's how it is on high. Dafke ka'asher yisrael lehim b'mayim edu matzav, it's when the Jewish people are called nar, and are seen as small or childlike, that this innocence makes them beloved before Hashem. So yeah, it's true. The Torah we study today pales in comparison with the Torah we'll study when Mashiach comes, but there's something very beautiful about the Torah we study today, something childlike and innocent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves, and through our Torah study of today, and especially learning about Mashiach, we will soon merit Teirasei Shel Mashiach, B'mheira, U'B'Yameinu, Amen.